Mark Levin, Biden may be the most corrupt president in American history. By Jeff Poor on April 2, 2022. Earlier this week, during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity, conservative talker and host of FNC's Life, Liberty and Levin Mark Levin weighed in on the ongoing saga of corruption allegations aimed at President Joe Biden, his son Hunter Biden and other members of Biden's family. Levin described President Biden as possibly the most corrupt president in American history and called for a special counsel to investigate. Transcript as follows. Hannity, joining us now, he is the host of Life, Liberty, and Levin, Sunday Nights, the number one show right here on the Fox News Channel, had the number one book of the year last year, and he has a nationally syndicated radio show, I call him the Great One. I break this down and you take away the last name Biden and you replace it with Trump, what happens, Mark Levin? Levin, no question about it. I mean, they're still investigating Trump at the federal level. With Congress, DA's office, the Attorney General of New York, all corrupt, all Democrats, never ending. But this isn't about Hunter Biden. It's about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the patriarch of an incredibly corrupt political family. He may be the most corrupt president in American history. The media had been protecting him. Even the New York Times and the Washington Post, even though they now admit that the laptop is legit. It's authentic, because they must because the criminal investigation with career prosecutors in Wilmington is proceeding, what are they supposed to say? The fact of the matter is everybody knew it was legitimate, especially the press. It was his laptop, it came about accidentally. The New York Post was printing chapter and verse, the big oligarchs covered it up. The media covered it up, at a time when the American people should have known before the election. If they had reported what was on that laptop, if they had applied the kind of resources that they apply, trying to set up Donald Trump with phony arguments and so forth, we would have known before the election just how corrupt Joe Biden and his family are, and we would have known that he could never be president of the United States. So the Democrat Party would have been out without a candidate, and there is no way that Joe Biden would receive even close to the number of votes he supposedly got. The media are corrupt and they're still corrupt, they're still trying to protect him. Hunter Biden, look, he's under criminal investigation. The whole family, you have James Biden, his younger brother, other brothers, the sister-in-law. So far, I calculated, you have $5 million confirmed that this communist Chinese front group and communist military front group gave to the Bidens, $5 million. Perhaps up to $10 million, $3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow mayor, several million, Burisma, about $4 million. So, already, conservatively, we're talking about over $13 million that went to this family. Joe Biden has said he didn't know anything about his son's business. Joe Biden is a pathological serial liar when it comes to oil, when it comes to the border, when it comes to anything, but especially here. We have a very credible witness who went public, Bob Alinsky. This guy has a Navy SEAL background and so forth. He met with Biden in May of 2017. Biden knew the particulars of the deal that they were trying to make. He also made it clear that the Biden family wanted them to make sure that they covered their tracks for the big guy being Joe. In the contemporaneous documents on the laptop that everybody now admits is authentic, even though it's 14 months late, 15 months late, Joe Biden is listed the big guy supposed to get 10%. 10% of what? 10% of millions of dollars that were coming from the communist Chinese to the Biden family. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's more than enough predicates here to conduct a criminal investigation of Joe Biden. His son, justice should be done. He violated the Federal Corrupt Practices Act. He didn't identify as an agent. According to the way the Department of Justice conducts himself, but we have a bigger problem. With a man in the Oval Office who I believe is effectively a Manchurian candidate. He is, in my view, a crook, that he is corrupt. Now, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is not going to investigate Biden. He won't allow it. He's busy chasing his parents. He's busy attacking the Georgia Republican legislature. He's busy going after Texas for their abortion rules and on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is this, there needs to be a special counsel now to investigate Joe Biden. The Democrats in the House won't do it. A special counsel with subpoena power, that man needs to be under oath. He needs to be questioned. This family is corrupt. That's it. Hannity, that's why we call him the Great One, Mark Levin. Don't miss him Sunday night, Life, Liberty, and Levin. Right here, number one show, Sunday night, Fox News Channel. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.